T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
We'll continue to talk hockey here with Mike DiStefano. Leafs lunch on TSN 1050 up in Toronto, the Locked On Leafs podcast. And me and Mike, we've talked hockey probably a billion times together, I think, Mike.
A billion and two, maybe. Maybe a billion and two.
Did you make it through all of the Battle of Alberta last night? Or did you give up on it?
I did. No, I watched right to the bitter end. I'm glad I did, too. I was going to turn it off at 6-2, and I thought to myself, I might as well keep her going. I'm going to have to talk about it on my radio show tomorrow anyways. And I'm glad I did. You know, it turned out to be a pretty exciting game. They came all the way back to make it 6-6, and then obviously Calgary decided to finally wake up and play again. And, yeah, it was a high-scoring affair. Definitely not the game that I think we were all expecting to see out of those two clubs, but it was definitely entertaining.
By the way, you can follow Mike on Twitter, at Mickey_Canuck, and we're going to talk plenty of Leafs here, but that game is kind of, I guess, maybe the poster child right now for the scoring being up. I mean, scoring's way up this season, and, like, power plays aren't really up. Like, penalties aren't really up. I guess they are in the playoffs. They weren't in the regular season. Do you have any, like, good explanation that you're thinking about, theory as to why all of a sudden this season goals are way up?
I've read a couple of pieces about this on my show. We had Travis Yost, who writes for TSN.ca, and he brought up a couple of interesting points that he believes could be a factor for it, one of which is the fact that we're seeing a lot of tandem goaltending. So you're not necessarily getting the number one goaltender each and every night. Now, last night, Jacob Markstrom is not a tandem goaltender. He is a number one, an absolute stud, and he had himself a bit of an off night. But on the other end of the ice, Mikko Koskinen and Mike Smith, like, those guys have been tandem goalies, and they've had their ups and downs and their struggles. So I think that's a big part of it. I think we're just seeing, you know, just an injection of youth and skill really shine through as well in modern-day hockey. I mean, Connor McDavid, it's so hard to stop that guy, right? Like, what that dude does with the puck is, it seems impossible sometimes what that guy can do. And even, like, if you watch the night before, Nikita Kucherov, when he just absolutely twisted the ankles of Aaron Ekblad, and it's crazy the amount of offense that we're seeing in modern hockey today.
Yeah, the skill level is through the roof. Mike DiStefano of TSN Sports, TSN 1050 Radio, Leafs Lunch over there, Locked On Leafs host as well. So obviously we brought you on, Mike, to talk. I want a lot about the Leafs. They've been very interesting over the past couple of days here, just as to really, like, what they do, and also just kind of listening, like, secondhand, like, what's the reaction? How would we be treating it if we were in such a unique situation like they are, losing 6 opening round playoff series in a row? I guess it sounds like the GM and the coach are safe. So I'll start with, what do you think should happen versus what do you think will happen to the Leafs this offseason?
Yeah, that's the big question. That's the big question that's going on here in Toronto right now. Look, there's really two paths that they can take, right? I think they either stay the course and kind of run it back with the same core and nucleus that they have, the same core that, I guess, brought the Tampa Bay Lightning, the Stanley Cup champions, to a Game 7, had an opportunity to win the series in Game 6 in overtime. One bounce goes their way. They're in the second round. So, you know, you could take that positive approach that they were super close, they're right there, and maybe then, you know, next season they get that bounce, that fortunate bounce, and they end up through and finally winning a playoff series. And who knows what could have happened if they finally got over the hump and could have catapulted them into a long, prosperous series. So I think they had the roster that was built to make a run. I truthfully believe that. I think that they have adequate enough goaltending in Jack Campbell. The defense has really been shaped up well here over the last little bit since they added Labushkin and Giordano. And then up front, obviously, Matthews and Marner, two of the best players in the NHL. So I thought they had a pretty good roster. So running it back is one option. But then the other side, this is six straight first-round exits. Is the belief in that room, can they get over the hump? Like, is there maybe a jolt you need to send into the locker room? And a lot of people kind of look at what Masai Ujiri did with the Raptors because it's so close to home. And, you know, they fired their head coach who was 4 days removed from being named Coach of the Year in the NBA, Dwayne Casey, and then they traded their franchise icon in DeMar DeRozan, and then they went on to win a championship. And that was after, I think there was six or seven maybe extremely successful seasons that they had, but just couldn't get over that hump in the playoffs. And then they finally did once they went and made some adjustments. So a lot of people are looking at it and say, hey, maybe that's what the Maple Leafs need to do and use that type of model that the Raptors used to get over the hump, a little bit of a shakeup in the core. And a lot of people are looking at William Nylander as that guy. So I think that there's two really options that you could take. You just stay the course if you really believe in this group, and you just, I guess, hope and pray that you can get that bounce and lift the curse that's been placed upon the Maple Leafs for all these years. Or you can really kind of shake things up a little bit and trade somebody from within that core. You're not going to move Matthews. You're not going to move Marner. Tavares, that contract, plus he's your captain, and that's a no move. That's probably out of the question. So it really comes down to, I think, can you make a move for William Nylander and improve your club? You're not going to make a lateral move or make a trade just for the sake of making a trade, but you got to find a way to also improve the club. So I think that's the option that I hope that they go. I'm not so sold that they do that. They seem to have belief in this group, but we'll see what they end up doing.
Is it lock solid to you that Jack Campbell, I mean, he's a free agent, so I guess nothing is 100% lock solid, but would you expect Jack Campbell to be their goaltender again next season?
You know what, if you would have asked me this about, I guess like 5 or 6 months ago, but also maybe even as little as 3 weeks ago, I probably would have told you, yeah, I think there's a good chance that he comes back. After listening to kind of the messaging that's been coming out of a lot of the insiders and a lot of the Leafs brass during the locker cleanouts, it doesn't seem as likely as it seemed as much of a slam dunk earlier. And I'm not too sure exactly why that's the case. It could be because Jack Campbell, who's now, 30 years old, and he finally had a breakout couple of seasons here in Toronto, it's his turn to finally get paid. And it's not going to be the case if he wants to be here in Toronto. They're so up against the cap. They can't really afford to give the guy, a massive contract if that's what he's looking to do, get that final payday before, he ages out and isn't going to be able to do that anymore. So if he really, truthfully, wants to kind of set up his family with some financial success, this is probably his one time to do it. And I'm not so sure that Toronto can make that happen. Therefore, there might be a strong possibility that the Leafs go into next season without Jack Campbell.
Mike DiStefano on the Wester Hotline, Joe DiBiase in the Extra Point Show here on WGR. And then lastly, on the playoffs that are going on right now, we talked a little bit about the Battle of Alberta. Is it Colorado number one for you? I mean, I know they only won by one goal the other night, Mike, but holy cow. I just watch them and think, that's one of the best teams I've ever seen.
Oh, that team's gross. I mean, they put up, 54 shots like Binnington?
Yeah.
Was unreal in that game. Yeah, I think right now they're the team to beat, right? That those are the guys that are the betting favorites, and they're coming out every night just stomping guys. I mean, if it wasn't for a couple of solid performances out of Nashville from the goaltending side, that would have been an absolute onslaught as well for a lot of those games. Well, Connor Ingram had like that one 48 save performance. I think he had like 4.5 goals saved above expected in that one game alone. So those guys do nothing but generate chances, and they lead to goals a lot of the time. They're so deep. They're so talented. They got a great blue line. I mean, Kale McCarr is just unbelievable. They're getting the goaltending now in Darcy Kemper. Hopefully he can stay healthy. But even, Pavel Francouz ain't too shabby if, you have to go back to the backup. But, I mean, Nate McKinnon, Mikko Rantanen, you just name off all these all-stars that this group has. How can they not be the favorites at this point, considering that they're not just you know, saying that they're the best club. They're going out there and they're proving to me on a nightly basis that they're the team to beat and the best club currently remaining in the NHL right now.
I love watching Makar. Makar is...
Oh, my God.
Him, McDavid, and McKinnon, and Matthews, probably my favorite players to watch in the league. I mean, I might have just named the four best players in the league, so really what am I saying by saying that?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. Mike, thanks for joining me, man. We'll have to... One of us has to start a boxing podcast, so we can talk boxing more in depth.
Oh, would love that, buddy.
Canelo that. Losing last week. Oh,
that was a shocker.
All right, man. Thanks for joining me, man, and we'll talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.